Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening is settling over Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for those taking a night stroll. In Haifa, a gentle breeze offers a comfortable end to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF has begun precise strikes against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon after issuing an evacuation warning. Also, Ynet reported earlier today that the IDF launched attacks in south Lebanon, calling it a blatant violation of the ceasefire by Hezbollah. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that Israel and the Gulf are building a new energy route, bypassing Iran, as disclosed by Energy Minister Eli Cohen. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Netanyahu told new IDF recruits, "Tell your parents we will support you." And finally, in earlier reporting, Ynet has highlighted that the former staffer of Michigan's Democratic Senate primary winner, Abdul El-Sayed, faced scrutiny over alleged threats targeting Jewish leaders. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a political analyst on X, posting just minutes ago, highlighted Abdul El-Sayed's controversial stance towards Israel in his successful Michigan Senate primary campaign. The Israel Democracy Institute shared their latest podcast episode, suggesting listeners tune in for insights on Israeli democracy. I24N, EWS English, recently tweeted about ongoing tensions and diplomacy challenges involving Iran and the US, with commentary from their senior correspondent. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF operations. The Jerusalem Post reports that the strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon followed an evacuation warning. This move marks a significant escalation in the region, being the first such warning since June. The impact on regional stability remains uncertain as tensions rise with each action. Turning to the diplomatic front, Ynet notes that while ceasefire talks continue in Rome, the IDF's actions in the Tyre area underscore a complex situation. This dual-track approach of dialogue and military action raises questions about the outcomes of the ongoing negotiations. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew provides insight into Israel's strategic energy plans. With Energy Minister Eli Cohen's announcement, Israel aims to strengthen ties with Gulf countries despite lacking formal diplomatic relations with some. This could reshape regional energy dynamics, reducing reliance on traditional routes. On a different note, I-24 News highlights Prime Minister Netanyahu's encouragement to new IDF recruits. His remarks aim to bolster morale amidst heightened military activities, emphasizing governmental support during these challenging times. Finally, from earlier today, the Michigan Senate race gains international attention. With Abdul El-Sayed's controversial views on Israel, the race is significant for U.S.-Israel relations, signaling potential shifts in diplomatic priorities. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that the perceived Chinese threat has sparked an arms race in Australia and New Zealand, opening avenues for Israeli defense technology. This development could bolster Israel's defense sector as it taps into new markets. Separately, according to Globes, SolarEdge's recovery efforts have stalled due to disappointing Q3 guidance despite strong results in the second quarter. The company's struggles highlight the volatile nature of the solar energy market. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that El Al has doubled its second quarter net profit despite financial hits from Operation Roaring Lion. This result showcases the airline's resilience and strategic navigation through challenging times. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.